Although it's a little early in the week to be doing this.
Good thing to remind everybody that no matter what happens, things can always be worse. Things could always be worse.
Things could be worse.
But sometimes it's just unfortunate.
Things could be worse.
But we try to look at the silver lining. Things could be worse, and I guess there was quite a bit of rain going on that spilled into Saturday morning, and that is unfortunate for those out there that wanted to go running at the Fort Worth Zoo Run.
Ooh.
And they had to call it off.
If you're running in a Cowtown Marathon, let me know.
That's
not
the one.
It's different. Well, I mean, you should still call Mark Phillips.
I don't know if Mark Phillips was planning to run in this one. But yeah, it was basically enough flooding that they said, we can't move the times because we have to close down streets and there's only a certain amount of time the city lets us do that and it's not going to dry up in time. So, sorry guys, it will not be rescheduled this year, the zoo run at the Fort Worth Zoo, which is unfortunate. Although they could have.
I thought you were going to do that. This was going to be your maiden voyage.
Could have made it an amphibious thing. Yeah.
Like a triathlon. Grab your kayak.
Outrun the gators.
That's easy.
Careful.
So, pop quiz. Do you know anyone who may have been at the Grapevine Mills Mall last weekend?
Oh, boy.
Namely, last Saturday. Know anyone like that, KB?
Ken Buckner.
JB? All right. Well, you may have gotten more than bargain prices and some Rainforest Cafe. You might have got in contact with measles. A brand new patient revealed in Tarrant County. They went shopping and spent time at the Great Wolf Lodge last weekend. Measles can remain in the air for up to 2 hours after the infected person has left the area. Texas has been the epicenter of the latest outbreak. They say it's the most infectious disease, period. And the incubation period was between 7 and 21 days to know. So you got a long, 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 long time.
Yeah, I read several reports about that. Said if you were in the food court or if you were anywhere. Yeah, we were. But I've already started taking the ivermectin.
Yeah, so dump, that's not, no.
There you go. Things could be worse. Speaking of, over the weekend, they say that they are losing their spot in this world of ours, and they're going to do something about it. Over in the UK, clowns are facing extinction due to negative portrayals in movies, mainly horror movies, and that they gathered over the weekend over there across the pond for a clown congress.
Congress?
To discuss saving the clown profession and making it, quote, more relevant to today's audiences.
They were singing opera while
the event aims to address the future of clowning during turbulent times. All types of clowns were invited to join the discussion.
Rodeo clowns?
So left out.
Rude.
And I think those are the only ones that still get a pass these days.
I know. Well, I mean, they're the only ones that aren't really creepy.
Well, those that we vote for.
Hey. So should we panic about the tariffs? The stock market's reacting. Prices at Shein and Temu are on the rise. And now, you may not be able to get an iPhone for less than $2,300.
I've been told about this.
This is due to China's huge new tariffs. They're expected to raise prices by 40%. One particular model iPhone could cost you $3,500. Does that fit in the Dave Ramsey financial
piece?
Yeah,
but I've been needing to get a phone now. It's cracked six ways to Sunday. It's an iPhone 10, and it's barely puttering along.
Well, now's the time.
Yeah, I know, right?
Let's have a congress.
Well, I would go to the mall and get one, but
no,
things could be worse. Evidently, the sale went down in March, and it's just come out that the third most expensive home in Washington, D.C. history has been bought.
Ooh.
It's just 2 miles from the White House, $23 million.
Oh.
It's within walking distance of J.D. Vance in the vice president's quarters.
Vance Refrigeration.
and your new owner of this house that is about 15 minutes away in traffic from the White House, Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, is he going Doge?
Mark and Priscilla, his wife, met a spokesperson say they confirmed the acquisition. They purchased a home in D.C., which will allow Mark to spend more time there as Meta continues the work on policy issues related to American technology leadership. He was watching Elon, and he just couldn't he couldn't handle it. He's just close.
And the gig is up for grabs.
Getting as close as he possibly can. All right, Bezos, your move.
MAGA.
Move your evil chariot in there. Things could be worse. Yeah, it's all about neighbors, right? But here's, things could be worse. Can you outrun a cheetah? Well, a new poll asking people, what could you outrun?
Oh, dear.
A new poll found that 2% of people think they could outrun a horse in a 100-meter dash.
Has anyone ever seen a horse run?
27% believe they could outrun an elephant. Other fantastic answers in this whole thing. 11% of people think they could outsprint a house cat for around 30 feet.
Have you ever practiced that at home?
I mean, yeah, I've had to do that. 61% think they could outrun a dog. 27% think that they could outrun a tiger.
Why would you want to try that?
Well, unfortunately, with the Fort Worth Zoo canceling their event, we'll never know, will we? That's unfortunate. We were so close to finding out. That's what they say.